Ideals of beauty have changed a lot over the centuries, but the pursuit of the ideal hasn't changed much at all. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 29th, the 149th day of the year. Bob Hope and John F. Kennedy were born on this day, and Rhode Island became the 13th U.S. state in 1790. Think our culture's obsession with glamour and beauty is just another example of modern decay? You need to brush up on your history. In ancient Rome, for example, people rubbed ashes of ground snails on their skin to get rid of dark spots. To cover facial scars, pasting bits of fabric on the face was common in the 17th century. Women of the 18th century would sometimes use strips of mouse fur to enhance their eyebrows. And only a century or so ago, those wishing for a lighter complexion would dab their face with lead or consume small amounts of arsenic. We call that putting the extreme in extreme makeover. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.